With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The High Court has spoken, and the lower courts are listening. As a result, Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal case has been postponed until at least September.
The former president had been scheduled to face sentencing a week from Thursday on his conviction of felony charges, but the judge agreed to put it off while weighing the possible impact of a new Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The new sentencing date of September 18th will be 2 months after Trump becomes the Republican Party's presidential nominee and about 7 weeks before Election Day. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A couple dozen congressional Democrats reportedly preparing to ask President Biden to quit the race for the White House. Given Mr. Biden's performance in last week's debate, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says questions about his ability to lead are valid.
I think it's a legitimate question to say, is this an episode or is this a condition? And so when people ask that question, it's completely legitimate of both candidates.
Pelosi on MSNBC. Also at SRNNews.com, here we go again. The Biden administration selling off 1 million barrels of gasoline from emergency reserves in a bid to lower pump prices. The administration says the release was mandated by Congress, in effect liquidating the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea as a powerful Category 4 storm on a path toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least 6 people have died after Beryl slammed islands in the Southeast Caribbean. A couple of Russian naval ships have docked in Venezuela. Moscow says it's meant to show the flag in remote, important regions of the world. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 54 points, NASDAQ futures 12 points higher. This is SRN News. A Republican congressman introduces a pro-life bill.
Bob Good's legislation would make it a federal crime for any licensed medical professional who accepts federal funds to perform or prescribe an abortion at any point in pregnancy. The measure, called the Life Act, has the support of numerous pro-life organizations, but is unlikely to pass. Democrats have enough votes to stop it in the Senate, and some Republicans might join them. President Biden would also likely issue a veto. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Pakistan has sentenced a Christian man to death for sharing what it claims was hateful content against Muslims on social media. The defendant's lawyer says he was accused of reposting defaced pages of the Quran on his TikTok account, adding that the sentence will be appealed. This follows one of the worst mob attacks on Christians in eastern Punjab province last year. In August 2023, a group of Muslim men burned dozens of homes and churches. This is SRN News. Some people argue against the demolition of the scene of a mass shooting.
Plans to tear down a small Texas church where a gunman in 2017 killed more than 24 worshipers have been held up, as there's a push to stop that demolition. Leaders of First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs have not publicly announced the timeline. On Tuesday, a Texas judge approved a temporary restraining order sought by some families to delay demolition, but an attorney for the families say they're concerned the demolition could still proceed since the church had still not been served the order. Authorities say 26 people died in what remains the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. Keith Peters reporting.
San Diego County will pay nearly $15 million to settle a lawsuit by the family of a 24-year-old pregnant woman. She died in jail after a sheriff's deputy and a medical worker watched her collapse in a cell 5 years ago. More details at SRNNews.com.